From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump promised new support for the Iranian people Wednesday, even as Iran state media reported that tens of thousands of pro-government demonstrators staged rallies across the country after days of anti-government protests. On Twitter, the president wrote, "Such respect for the people of Iran as they try to take back their corrupt government. You will see support from the United States at the appropriate time." Somali government officials say al-Shabaab militants have executed five men accused of spying for the Somali government and for Kenyan and Ethiopian forces. VOA Somali Service reporter Mohammed Olad Hassan reports.
The five men were publicly executed by a firing squad in the town of Kuntuare in Lower Shabelle region. Aden Omar, a district commissioner of nearby Barawa, said the men, innocent civilians, were buried in an open ground in Kuntuare town late Tuesday, and a firing squad carried out the execution.
Radio Andalus, which is al-Shabaab's official mouthpiece, broadcast the voice of an al-Shabaab judge announcing the sentence against the men. The VOA Somali reported that some 500 residents watched the execution, the first carried out by al-Shabaab in the new year. Police in Peru say the death toll from an accident involving a passenger bus that went over a steep cliff near the capital Lima has now climbed to 48. Police say the bus carrying 50 passengers was hit by a trailer truck on Tuesday and skidded off the road and over a cliff down to the edge of the Pacific Ocean. The accident happened at a dangerous turn in the road known as the Devil's Curve. This is VOA News. China's ban on the domestic